any further ado, why don't you tell me about what's going on, man?
All right. So I met this girl about a year ago. We met online and we're talking, and we ended up, it turned out we worked at the same place. We started actually like dating. And from the beginning, she was telling me how like bad her past was, with very bad childhood. Like her mom cheated on her dad while he was in the military. So she went from, her mom went from man to man after that. Then she ended up moving in with her dad, and she got pregnant with a guy, and then her dad kicked her out to the streets. So she was kind of like living on the streets with her baby daddy, who then cheated on her while she was pregnant, and just like a lot of bad history there. So we started dating and things were going really well. She seemed like she was really, really interested in me. Like she always wanted to like hang out. She was always free, all the good times. After about 3 months, we made it official. Like we're officially a couple, and that lasted for a good 1 week. So when we were in a relationship, I kept asking her, when is she free next week? And she kept saying, I don't know. But she was calling me every day. So she was like so interested. I just kept pushing, like, I need to hang out with you. And
I am so glad you said that. The robotic comment. I am so glad you said that. That is such an important thing for people to hear.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It took me a while to realize it. But yeah. So I asked her like in the span of 2 days, I asked her like 5 times if she was like free next week / if she was free on Thursday, because that was my only day. And she kept saying, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, I'm becoming way too needy. I need to step back. So this is where I feel like I was robotic. Rather than tell her like, hey, I feel like I'm being needy, I'm going to take a step back. Mm-hmm. I just didn't text her for 2 days. She didn't text me. So on the third day, I called her and she didn't answer. And then later that night, she never called me back, and I left a voicemail. And then later that night, I went on to Facebook and saw that she had deleted all our photos. Like I texted her saying, hey, we got to handle this like a doll. She didn't answer. And we ended up, I thought, fixing it, but she was very distant. And I was kind of at that place where I'm like, I want everything back now. So I kept pushing. And then after like a good couple weeks, we just stopped talking. And then she said she's not ready for a relationship. She can't handle any of this stuff. And I was like, I did the no contact. I was like, all right, well, I can't be friends, but I want more. So if you want more, just give me a call later on. Eventually, like she came back and we started talking again. We started hanging out. But then I got insecure again. And I was just like, what are we? Can't keep just doing this. And then that kind of scared her off. And she like went missing. She wasn't talking to me for a week. So during that week, like after we had that conversation, I was getting anxious because I called her and she didn't answer. And then I texted her, hey, I feel like you need space. I'm just going to give you space. I'm here when you need me. And then that took a week. And then she called like later on, a week later, and was just saying that she doesn't know what she wants, but she doesn't want to lose me. And she knows I don't just want to be friends, so she doesn't want to lose me, but she's scared to hurt me. So then we set plans for the week after. And the day of, like the whole week before, she was like, I can't wait to see you. Like, I miss your cuddles. Like, I want your cuddles now and all this stuff. All this cute stuff. And I'm like, awesome. Like, we're really going to do this. And we saw each other at work. And she's like, so I'm driving to you tomorrow. And her car is really bad. So then the day of, I texted her. And then she texted me saying her AC in her car is not working and her son's being very clingy. So then I called her. I was like, hey, does that mean you're not going to come? She's like, no, I'm not going to come. And I was like, I got upset because I was like, I was really looking forward to it. And this is like the first time we'd hung out in like a month. And I just told her like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. Like, I just feel like we both want different things. And she's like, okay. And then I gave her like this big old speech of like, oh, I'm going to miss you. Like, we had such good time together. And so rather than just stick with that and like stick up for myself, I was like, well, maybe we can work things out. She got mad then. I was like, well, why are you getting mad? She's like, because we were just like a hour long phone conversation. It didn't need to be this long. And you're like changing your mind left and right.
How old are both of you?
I am 32. She's 26.
You're 32. She's 26?
Yeah.
God damn. Both of you are acting like 18-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit. All right.
So that was the end of that. And we started to like, we just basically didn't talk for like a good month. And then like she came back one day, like sent me a picture of her. Like I didn't reply. And then 2 days later, I was like, you know, I kind of feel bad for not replying. So I texted back like, hey, how was it? And then she texted me, please don't associate with me or my family anymore. And I was like, I understand, but like, can you tell me why at least? And she's like, we're never going to be in a relationship. We're never going to be friends. So I'd appreciate if you just left me alone. And I was like, all right, I understand. I told her to take this day off this month, I told her to take it off from last month. And the day was this month. And I told her we're going to an event. And then we didn't talk for another like month. And then she messaged me the other day, 2 weeks ago, saying that she got this day off that she requested for the event. But she's just going to pick up a shift. And I was like, well, why? I still want to take you to the event. A week later, I ended up calling her and we ended up talking. And the point of the call was just to see how she's doing. I wasn't like expecting her to like talk about the event or whatnot. And at the end of the call, I was like, all right, well, I'll talk to you later. And then she's like, well, I'll see you on Saturday at the event, right? And I was like, well, I didn't think you were still going.
Holy shit. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop you here. Take me to the ending.
we ended up going to the event. At the end of the event, I told her that, like, I don't think we're either of us are ready for a relationship, but I'd love to still keep dating her and we can see what happens. And she agreed.
Are you currently dating?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, you gotta have more stuff going on.
I know.
You gotta have more shit going on. And this whole relationship that you've described is like a comedy of errors, man. It's just a lot of nobody's saying what they want or what they need. They're like hiding their feelings behind tactics and lying. Never talk to me or my family again. Okay, talk to you next week. You know, like, work on yourself. This, you should see her no more than once a week. And you just have to have boundaries with yourself there. Because, like, I don't get it. Both of you are not necessarily emotionally available from the story that I just heard. You're putting her way up on a pedestal, and she's clearly got some things going on with vulnerability. And you can obviously see when you're overly clingy, she pushes you away.
Yeah.
And she's like chiding you for not sticking to your word, and yet she's not sticking to her word. Like, this is just all over the place. So here's what you do. Let's make it simple. You leave her alone, you text her once a week to hang out, right? Simple. Easy. If she texts you in between, yeah, do some texting. And then say, you know, build up anticipation. I'm really excited to see you on Friday. During the times where you're not hanging out with her and you're not seeing her, you're hanging out with your pals, hitting the gym, right? Like live. But she can't be everything. Because you got a sneak preview of what making her everything in your life does. It has gotten you broken up with, twice, I guess?
Yeah.
Every time you place her in the center of your attention, the center of your life, etc., she breaks up with you. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that anymore. It's that simple. And for her, she needs therapy, very clearly. Wouldn't hurt for you to be in therapy, too, I'm not going to lie. Sounds like she's had a relatively fucked up life. Her mother cheated on her father and went from man to man, so she witnessed all that. She herself got pregnant and cheated on while she was pregnant and then kicked out of her dad's house because she got pregnant. This is me saying, if you want the best and healthiest shot at a good quality relationship, you both must be good quality people. You have to have other things going on than just them. And I realize that I'm a broken record a lot of the time, but it's funny, for every time I get called a broken record and then I grill the person and ask, well, are you doing half of these things? And the answer inevitably comes out, well, all right, no, I'm not. I'm not really hitting the gym. I don't have a therapist. I'm not journaling. I'm like kind of hanging out with my friends sometimes. We're doing things that we've always done. I'm not putting myself in new situations where I can grow and expand my comfort zone. The girlfriend is all I look forward to all day, every day. Like, I'm engaged, dude, and I love my partner, but I fucking, whenever I get free time, I'm like, God, yes. Not because she did anything wrong, just because that's how it goes, right? You know, you get older, you have expanding interests. They don't always share all your interests, and sometimes I just need some quiet time. Me time, yeah. To read anime and, I don't know, do drugs or whatever. The fun kind, antihistamines. Let me know what you guys thought of this call in the comments down below. And if you want me all to yourself for a longer call, check out thelovechat.net/coaching. I'll catch you guys in the next one.